Kenya's presidential race just got a lot more chaotic. Raila Odinga, the opposition leader there, has dropped out of a rerun of the presidential race. The original election results were thrown out by the Kenyan Supreme Court last month after complaints of voting irregularities. Now, Odinga is demanding the entire election process begin all over again. NPR's Eder Peralta joins us from Nairobi, where the opposition has called for a big protest. And Eder, it sounds like stuff is already happening there in Nairobi. Where are you?
Yeah, stuff is happening. I am in the middle of the streets here in downtown Nairobi, and there's about 1,000 people here. They're in cars, they're walking, they've got branches, and what they're saying is no Raila, no elections, and no elections without reforms.
So these are supporters of Raila Odinga who has said that he's not going to run in this redo?
That's right. But what they're saying is there will not be elections later this month if Raila is not part of them, or if there are no reforms to the Electoral Commission, which is the same thing that Raila Odinga, the opposition leader, has said.
Okay, so remind us now. I mean, I thought that Odinga wanted a new election because of these irregularities. It seemed like he got what he wanted, but now he's saying that he's not satisfied with the process. He wants more to happen, more reforms, before he would run in anything.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what he wanted. He asked for a new election and he got it. But he says he's just not confident that a rerun would be free and fair. A big part of this is timing. He just didn't think there was enough time to make the kinds of reforms that he wanted and needed. And he also hasn't gotten some of the big stuff he's been asking for. He wanted to oust the elections official. And he also wanted an audit of the electronic reporting system. And remember that following the August elections, Raila claimed that the reporting system had been hacked. And to be fair, the Elections Commission still hasn't given a good explanation for a lot of things, including why some of the tally forms were overwritten multiple times, or why some of the forms didn't have some of the prescribed security features.
So if he doesn't run in this re-election, does the current president, President Kenyatta, just automatically win, or do we have any idea?
That's the big question. I mean, Raila Odinga's lawyers are arguing that the Constitution says if one of the major candidates drops out, they have to rerun the election from the beginning, from the nominations. And I think one thing to keep in mind here is that this is a new country. You know, the Constitution is 7 years old, and, you know, it's now in the hands of the Electoral Commission to interpret what the law says and what the Constitution says should be done. And once the Electoral Commission decides that, this might just go back to the Supreme Court to decide how the Constitution envisions this playing out.
Well, and meanwhile, I mean, this is a country that sadly knows violence in electoral environments. Could that sound behind you at some point turn into violence? Are people worried about that?
I, you know, it's already been violent. You know, 30 people were killed earlier this year during the elections. And the sort of tribal tensions here are at a peak. It's hard to tell what that will turn into, but it's dangerous.
All right. NPR's Eder Peralta on the streets of Nairobi. Eder, thank you.
Thank you, David.